我们现在从一点祷告。
Let's begin with a word prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的恩典和怜悯是永远不更改。
Because your grace and mercy never change.
啊，你从前所定规的，到现在你还是照着你的旨意来执行。
What you have willed before until today, you work according to your will.
我们称颂你。
We sing praises to you.
因为按照我们的本相，我们没有一点点条件可以来跟得上你所有的安排。
Because according to ourselves, there's no qualifications whatsoever that we can follow.
谢谢我们的主，你用着你的忍耐、等待和无限的恩典，在那里把我们一步一步的造就过来。
With your patience and your grace, step by step, you edify us.
一直要带到一个地步，我们能够完全的彰显你的自己。
Until to a point we can completely manifest yourself.
主，我们晚上再次到你面前来的时候，我们的心再要向你发出感谢。
Lord, once again this evening, when we come before you, we will once again give you praise.
愿意你借助圣灵的引导，把我们带到更高之处。
And through the leading of the Holy Spirit, may you lead us to a higher place.
认识你旨意的荣耀。
And to know the glory of your will.
也受吸引去爱慕更深的来跟上你要我们行走的路。
And also to be drawn by you so that we are willing to follow on to your will.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
带领我们进入你的话。
Guide us into your word.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look upon you and we pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们进入卷五的时候就已经看见神把那个诗篇的主题转向做一个侍奉敬拜神的人。
As we enter into book 5, we see the Lord has turned the direction of the Psalms into someone who would want to serve and worship the Lord.
我们看他整个的卷五的安排，有些时候好像叫我们感觉有点稀奇。
And sometimes when we look at the arrangement of book 5, we're amazed.
因为在开始不卷五的开始不久就给我们看到上行之诗。
Because shortly after the beginning of book 5, we see the songs of ascent.
上行之诗没有开始以前，神让我们看到，我们你要走到神的目的里，你的路是该怎么走。
And before we see the songs of ascent, God let us see if you want to enter into God's will, how you should walk on this path.
然后带出那个上行之诗。
And then the songs of ascent were brought forth.
又借助以色列人，他们每年上耶路撒冷去敬拜神的时候，他们怎么来接受这一个节期。
And through how the Israelites would go to Jerusalem to worship God every year, how they would receive this.
我们从上行之诗里头看到，神不单是叫以色列，你要按照那个过节的规矩来做。
And not only do we see God told the Israelites to observe the rules of the festival.
你要知道，到神面前来的时候，到神面前过节的时候，你们该学的功课是怎么样的一个功课
？And also, when you come before God to observe the festivals, what kind of lessons are you supposed to learn?
尤其是在上行之诗的。那部分提到在神面前一步一步 走上圣殿的时候，他们嘴巴里面心思里面要唱一些什么的歌。
Especially on the way step by step going toward the temple, what kind of song should they sing in their mouths and what kind of heart desires they should have.
我们看过来的时候，我们已经就知道从低层一直把人带往最高层。
And we thank the Lord, we see that how from the very low point they are brought to the highest point.
一直到人和神面对面的那里，在那里不仅是交通，并且是实在的，是进入 侍奉敬拜的那个实际里。
And step by step, they are brought to a point that face to face with God. Not only are they fellowshipping, but they are brought to a point they are serving and worshiping God.
但是最特别的是什么呢
？But what is the most special point?
上行之诗说完了以后
，After the songs of the saints are finished,
还没有来到那个最中心点。
Before we come into contact with the very central point,
好像神的带领又让大卫在那里说不少。那是历史上的事。
It seems like God's guidance is continuing to let David talk about things of history.
上礼拜开始我们已经留意到那这一点了。
And last week we already pay attention to this point.
因为一回到历史，那就回到过去。
Because when we go to history, we're going back to the past.
那你回到过去，跟你现在要在神面前活做一个活着敬拜神的人，有什么区别？有什么需要
So what is the use of mentioning the past when you now are trying to live before God to be someone who worship Him?
如果我们从表面上来看，我们的确是看不出。
On the surface,
为什么要插进这一段
On the surface, we cannot see why there's a need to insert this part.
但是主如果给我们细心一点的时候，我们注意到的。
But if we're careful, then we'll understand.
神那样一步一步地领着他们学，不是只是根据他们在历史上所学过的功课。
God guiding them step by step to learn the lesson is just not just based on the lessons they learned in the past.
而是借着他们在历史上所学过的功课，来直接调入神的旨意完成的一个阶段一个阶段里面该留意的事。
But it's through the lessons they learn in the history, they are going into learning the will of God step by step.
那所以你很容易你就看到上行之诗叫你就人在那里发表我们哀慕做一个敬拜侍奉神的人。
So very easily you can see for the songs of the saints is men there to express we desire to be someone who to worship God.
然后神就说到你在来到神的殿里头的侍奉的时候你要怎么活在神的面前。
And then God told them when you come into the temple how are you supposed to worship God?
那你如果甘心乐意地照着神这个安排来行走往前行走的时候
If you're willing to go forward according to God's arrangement
你又碰到一个新的问题
Then you encounter a new issue
什么新的问题
What is this new issue?
我们这样寻求神
This is the way we seek after the Lord
神接纳不接纳 我们呢
But would God accept us?
如果神不接纳我们，我们所有一切的摆上都是虚空的。
But if God doesn't accept us, whatever we do is in vain.
但是感谢神，感谢神。
But we thank God.
接上来的诗篇，神就摆出了我非常悦纳你们。
The psalms that follow show them that God was very pleased with them.
怎么证明？
How do we prove it?
你们回头看历史，你们就知道了。
If you go back to look at history, then you will know.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那时候，当你一回到历史里头，你就看到神果然是乐意向人施恩的神。
So when we go back to look at history, we see that God truly is the God who is pleased with men.
现在又发生一个新的问题了。
So now there is another new issue.
但我们知道。神乐意接受我们。
Now that we know God is willing to accept us,
在我们这边呢，也常常会发生一些新的难处。
But on our side, that is a new problem for us.
什么新的难处呢
？What is this new problem?
我们愿意这样寻求神、敬拜神、侍奉神。
We're willing to seek after the Lord to serve Him and to worship Him.
摆上一切。来讨神的喜悦。
And we're willing to lay down everything to please him.
但是神，他配不配得我们这样来侍奉敬拜他呢
？But is God worthy for us to serve and worship him this way?
所以把我们带回历史的里头去。
So that's why we are brought back into history.
啊，你要看 神配不配得我们去侍奉敬拜他。
And you want to look at whether God is worthy of our worship and serving Him.
你看那么长久的历史里头。
If you look at the long history.
那当然，神是在旧约里头借着诗篇向以色列人说话。
And of course, it is through the Old Testament God spoke to the Israelites.
所以他就说再提出来的话，就是直接的和以色列是有关系的。
So what he mentioned had a direct relationship with the Israelites.
从以色列人出埃及开始，一直到他们进入迦南地。
From the time they left Egypt until the days they entered into Canaan.
直到他们因着愚昧而给分散到列国，犹大就到了巴比伦，其余的就在亚述的旧疆界的那一大片地区里头来流浪。
And because of their foolishness, they were scattered all over, and Judah was brought into Babylon, and the rest would go into Assyria.
这个是神的管教。
And this is the discipline of God.
并且是很厉害的管教。
It's a very severe discipline.
那经过的人啊，你就会产生刚才那个问题了。
And for those who have experienced it, then you will have that question.
神如果真的纪念我们。
If God truly remembers us,
他为什么让我们有这一段的历史？
Why would Him let us have that part of history?
再进一步，
And one step further,
有了这一段的历史，
With this part of history,
是不是显明神并不完全把他的心放在我们身上？
Does it show that God does not place His heart completely on us?
而如果神真的是这样把他的心思放在我们身上，他怎么可能让我们流浪那么的长久？
If God had placed His heart completely on us, how could He let us scatter for such a long period of time?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
从巴比伦回来的人，他们就从他们实际的经历里面知道神的心意。
For those who returned from Babylon, from their own experience, they could know the will of God.
不是神在那里要他们经受各种的艰困。
It's not that God wanted them to experience all kinds of hardship.
而是因为他们没有好好的跟随主、背逆主，以致叫神的名在外邦中受了羞辱。
But it's because they did not follow God rightly, and they rebelled against God, so that God's name was shamed among the nations.
他们竟然落到一个那么深的地步。
And when they have fallen to such a point,
神又把他们挽回。
And God wanted to redeem them.
怎么挽回呢？
Or restore them. How does He restore them?
轻微的管教在历史上已经有好多遍了。
And some lighter disciplines have appeared many times in history.
为了要叫他们能从最深处悔改转回，那么神只好把手放得重一点。
In order for them to repent and to return from a very deep point, God had to use a heavy hand on them.
神就让他们流浪到外邦去。
And God let them wander in the nations.
他们在流浪的日子，
while they were wandering,
就回想到我们从前活在神的纪念里的时候是怎么回事。
And then they remember how they were when they were living under the remembrance of God.
那现在我们在这种光景里头什么原因造成的？
And then now that we are under such conditions, what was the cause of it?
不是神不顾念我们。
It's not that God did not care for us.
是我们太忽略了神。
But it's us who ignore God.
不是忽略神给我多少恩典。
It's not that we ignore how much grace God has given us.
而是我们根本就忽略了神他的名和他所该得的那一个受尊重的地位。
But we have neglected the name of God and that the fact that He deserved to be honored.
那就是说我们的愚昧和无知不仅是我们犯错误的问题，而是我们所犯的那个错误是把神的名、把神的性情毫无保留的交在人的手里，成为羞辱的故事。
Which is to say, is our foolishness and ignorance is not just because we have made mistakes, but also because our mistakes has caused God's name to be shamed among the nations.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
神管教他们的时候,
when God was disciplining them,
神给他们说过, 时间到了, 我要把你带回来,
God has told them that when time is up, I will bring you back.
神也一直给他们看见, 你们虽然是流浪在外面,
and God let them see, even though you are wandering outside.
但是我对你们的拣选, 要叫你们做一个祭司的国度, 这个事情没有更改。
But my election of you, causing you to be the kingdom of priests, has not changed.
不过这一段时间就很长了。
But this is a long period of time.
一直到你们要完全悔改过来。
It will be until you repent completely.
啊, 时间到了,
when the time is up,
我就把你们从 那个漂泊流浪, 重新建立,
then from your wandering, scattering around, that I will reestablish you.
而不是只是恢复以色列国的那一个名称在世界上,
and it's not just restoring the name of Israel in the world,
而是让以色列国很确实的 在全地做那个祭司的国度,
but for the nation of Israel to be the kingdom of priests in the world.
那么当神把以色列人的眼睛从最远的历史一直看到最近的历史，甚至是当时他们眼见的历史。
So when God caused the eyes of the Israelites to look at the history from afar to the time when they were living,
他们就得着一个领会了,
then they gained this understanding,
神是配得敬拜的,
that God is worthy to be worshipped.
如果他不是配得敬拜的, 他老早就把我们全扔掉了。
If he's not worthy of to be worshipped, then long ago they were here.
在历史上, 神曾经扔掉了我们一阵子。
In history, God had forsaken us for a little while.
但是神叫我们好像给扔掉, 乃是为了要叫我们的脚步调转, 回到神的面前。
And even though God has caused us to be seemingly forsaken by him for a little while, but the reason is that in order for him to bring us back.
那当弟兄姊妹你留意到这样这个历史的复述, 来, 连接到当时历史的发展,
and if we pay attention to the repetition of the history and linked it to the progress of history at that time,
我们就能留意到从今天晚上开始我们所要从144篇一直看到145篇的那一个具体的内容,
then we can see the concrete substance of the content tonight that we're going to study from Psalm 143 to 145. From Psalm
143 to 145.
And this is a fellowship of having the focal point of God's judgment on men.
但是你看到它里面交通的那个事情呢, 就和一般的, 以前提到的那些, 历史, 有非常不一样的地方。
But when you look at the content of these Psalms, you can see there's a big difference from the history in the past.
当然,你看历史的时候, 你看到以色列人从蒙神选召到失败,
and when you look at history, you look at how the Israelites were called and then they failed.
然后在失败的里头给神拆毁又建造，但是仍然留在神管教的时间里。
And then you can see how the Israelites, they were torn down and they were built up and then remain into the discipline of God.
这因为历史的, 人就非常容易了，神是这样转来转去的，他配得不配得，我们去侍奉敬拜他。
So because this is the process of the history, then people may say that God is always changing, so does he really deserve our worship?
感谢神，他一层一层的把那个外皮剥掉， 活到核心的时候，那就是我们今天晚上开始要看的143篇，往后再挪移。
And as God peel off the layers, layer by layer, then we will see what we're about to fellowship today.
一开始你就看见了，哦，又是大卫的祷告。
And in the very beginning, you see that it's also David's prayer.
大卫的诗。
A Psalm of David.
那么这大卫这个诗一摆出来。
As the Psalm of David is laid out.
头一句话就叫你觉得，这个是大卫这现在的诗跟过去的事情有很多地方不一样。
And you immediately notice what David is talking about now is very different from what we talked about before.
过去大卫所写的诗歌都是说到他怎么在困难里要求神拯救他。
And in the past, the Psalms of David are all about how he was in hardship and asked God to deliver him.
但是现在开始呢，说到历史的时候，他也是照样的让神看到我们是在罪孽里。
And here, as he mentioned about history, he let God see that they are in sin.
但是他不是在求神拯救他脱离患难。
But he is no longer asking God to deliver him out of hardship.
实际上好像还有这样的话。
In the letters of the word seems like it's still like this.
但是你直接摸到他在神面前的那一个仰望呢，你就发觉内容变了。
But if you look at how he looked upon God, you see the content has changed.
以前是个别人。
Before it was the individuals.
后来他也扩大到了为了，不仅是为他个别人，也是为了全以色列。
And later you see it's enlarged from individuals to the entire Israel.
但是很有意思。
But very meaningful.
你能抓得到这一个点，你看43篇，143篇。
If you can grab hold of this point and you look at Psalm 143.
又超越这个环境了。
It goes beyond that condition.
我们慢慢看下去你就看到了。
And as we continue read on, you'll see this.
大卫的在神面前那个祷告的交通是从个人到以色列，然后从以色列就到了国度了。
And the fellowship of David's psalm is from the individuals to Israelites, and from the Israelites to the kingdom.
在这里，我们今天所看的三篇里面，你仍然是看见大卫，神啊，你要做我们的磐石，你要做我们的盾牌，你要拯救我们。
And we still see God is David's asking God to be his rock, his shield.
表面的题目就是这样。
It seems like the title on the surface.
但是你看进去的时候，那个里面的内容呢，就不是从前的那样。神啊，现在我很困扰，现在我没命了，你赶快救我。
But if you look into the content, you will see that it's not like this. It's not like that he's crying to God that I'm about to lose my life. Save me.
现在呢?
For now.
环境仍然是很困扰。
The circumstances are still very troubling.
但是他心里头有重担的呢，不是我个人的问题。
But the burden in his heart is no longer about himself.
不是你个人的问题是什么?
So if it's not about individuals, what is it about?
是神的旨意。
It's about God's will.
那你看到这个转变的时候，你就看到那个转变是非常的大的。
If you see the change, you notice the change is very great.
那我们现在从143篇来开始留意。
Now let's begin with Psalm 143.
第一节那里是我说。
First one it says.
耶和华呀，求你听我的祷告，留心听我的恳求，凭你的信实和公义应允我。先看看这一节。
Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. Answer me if your faithfulness in your righteousness.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你一开始你就已经抓到一个事实。
But this is, I think, from the very beginning, you have grabbed hold of this fact.
你找不到他在卷一、卷二、卷三的里边的，还是带从大，虽然从多到少，从大到小，但是那个内容。真的是从厚到薄，现在到了这最末了的那一卷的时候，是从薄到没有。
And we can see from book 1, 2, and 3 that his prayer, the content is from great to small.
你看外面，
from very
substantial, 外面的难处没有过完。
But now some very thin to very substantial.
还是在很重的难处里。
And you see the circumstance has not changed.
他还是需要神的拯救。
It's still in a lot of great difficulty.
但弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
He still needs God's deliverance.
他向神仰望神的挽回和拯救的时候，他根据什么？
And but brothers and sisters, take note when he asks for God's deliverance and restoring, what is the basis of it?
他不再像从前根据神啊，我做的对。
It is no longer like before because he thinks he's done right.
都是他们做的不对。
It's all that they are all wrong.
他们就来对付我。
Now they are dealing with me.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
来到第卷五的时候，你再看到大卫在神面前有的祷告。
And when you come to book 5, you see the prayers of David.
或者你说他写的诗篇。
Or the Psalms of David.
有没有脱离艰难呢？
Has it departed from hardship?
没有。
No.
但是在神面前仰望神，让他脱离难处，那个原因呢？
But what is the reason of him looking to God to deliver him out of trouble?
就很不一样。
And the reason is different.
所以当你读到第二节的时候，
So when you read verse 2,
你如果不知道整个的属灵的事实的过程，你会觉得神怎么会做一件这些那么矛盾的事情。
If you don't know the process of spiritual fact, you might ask why is God so contradictory?
那弟兄姊妹，我们给弟兄姊妹交通出来以前，你试试看，第一节跟第二节也是不是有很多严重的矛盾在那里。
And before I share with brothers and sisters, if you look at verse 1 and 2, don't you think there's a great contradictory between them?
第一节还在那里求神的拯救。
Verse 1 is still seeking after God's deliverance.
第二节那里就提到另外一方面的事。
But verse 2 is already talking about something else.
你一比较这两个事情。
If you compare these two things,
你一定觉得那是很矛盾。
And you must think there's a great contradiction here.
看到没有？
Do you see it?
你一定能看到。
You must be able to see it.
因为大卫的话说得很白啊。他没有隐藏的说了。
Because the words of David are very plain. He did not hide anything.
他的话怎么说呢？
What did he say?
接上第二节他说，求你不要审问仆人。
Verse 2 says, do not enter into judgment with your servant.
看到没有？
Do you see it?
外面有许多的难处。
Outwardly, there are much difficulties.
求神施恩来挽回。
Who ask for God's grace to restore things.
他也很知道，如果外面许许多多的艰困，从历史上一直看下来，都是我们人在神面前走错了路。
And he knows it very well, all those problems from history, it is because man has walked straight before God.
站不对的地位。
Then they are standing in the wrong position.
那如果你看到这个事情，你说神啊，你要挽回拯救我们的时候，是不是先要求神把我们的愚昧和软弱来追讨一下呢？
So if you see this, and in order for God to restore and deliver them, do we first have to ask God to deal with us?
大卫这一篇诗真是有意思。
And this
你领会过来的时候，你一直觉得怎么那么矛盾，怎么那么的自己长自己的嘴巴。
And you would, the Psalm of David is truly very meaningful, but if you didn't have a grasp of it, you might continue to ask why is God so contradictory to himself.
第二节里头他说了什么？
What did he say in the first verse?
神啊，求你不要审问仆人。
Verse 2, and then he's asking God not to judge his servant.
我有难处是因为我愚昧所引来的。
I have problems, it's because of my foolishness.
神啊，现在你要来拯救我。
So now God, you are delivering me.
你不要审问我。
But do not judge me.
和第一节最末了的一节，末了那里说，你审问我是凭着你的信实和你的公义来应允我。
And compared to the end of verse 1, or the last part of verse 1 says, answer me in your faithfulness, in your righteousness.
如果凭着神的公义，神的信实来怜悯大卫的话，来允许大卫的这一个仰望的话，
if God answered David with his faithfulness and his righteousness,
一般说来就说大卫，神就对大卫说，你先悔改。
And generally speaking, God would have said to David, repent first.
你先在神面前认罪。
First confess your sin.
调转你的脚步。
And turn around your footsteps.
那我的拯救自然就来到你那。
Then my deliverance will naturally come to you.
那稀奇的就在这里。
But what's amazing is this.
大卫在那里说。
David says.
神啊，你要救我们，脱离这一个困扰。
God save us from these troubles.
但是请你不要审问我们。
But please don't judge us.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
不经过神的审判，
Without going,
人的愚昧在神面前能过得去吗？
Without going through God's judgment, can man's foolishness pass before God?
我们一般的领会是说，怎么可以有这样的事呢？
And in our general understanding, we will say, how could that happen?
但是大卫竟然有一个这样的祷告，神啊，你不要审问仆人。
But David had this prayer and asked God not to judge his servant.
什么原因？
What is the reason?
这一章本身就有答案。
And the answer is in this chapter.
那么我们把那个答案的文字一念出来，你就已经得到答案了，就用不着怎么去特别的解说了。
And if we only read the words out, then you'll get the answer. We don't even have to explain it.
头一件事情。
The first thing.
当神他要求神不要审问他的时候，
When he asked God not to judge him,
他承认了一个事实。
He confessed one fact.
这一个事实是什么？
And what is this fact?
他说，因为在你面前，凡活着的人，没有一个是义的。
For in your sight, no man living is righteous.
包括不包括大卫在里头？
Does that not include David?
当然包括。
Of course it does.
所以你虽然从文字上来看见他这个话好像是矛盾。
So in terms of just the surface of the words, they seem contradictory.
但是在实际的里面，他是站在一个等候，不仅是等候神的审判了，他来到神的面前，实在的把自己摆在一个已经被定罪的那个地位上头。
So he actually was in the position waiting for God's judgment, but also he has already placed himself under the position of being condemned.
世界上没有一个人不犯罪。
Because there's no one living does not sin.
当然也包括我大卫在里。
And of course it includes myself, David.
但是神啊，我知道。
But God, I know this.
我是真真实实的一个罪人。
I am truly a sinner.
我没有办法解说。我不是罪人。
I cannot excuse myself of being a sinner.
所以神呢，你可以不必审判我。
So God,
我已经接受了你的判决了。
God, you don't need to judge me because I have already accepted your judgment.
你往下去，你就看到大卫的这一个心思的发表。
If you continue to read on, you see this expression of David.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为他知道。
Because he knows.
他所以常常落在软弱里。
The reason he always falls into weakness.
上面就提到了。
It's mentioned in the following verses.
为什么？
What is the reason?
因为我拣选你，耶和华做我的神。
Because I have chosen you, the Lord, to be my God.
因此仇敌就用着各种各样的方法要把我绊倒。
So that's why the enemy will use all kinds of ways to try to trip.
我也实在常常会给他绊倒。
And I'm often stumbled by the enemy.
但是我知道。
But I know this.
我是一个已经被定罪的人。
I am someone who is already condemned.
我根本不配在你面前求恩典。
I actually do not have a right, do not deserve to ask for
grace. 如果你乐意向我们施恩，
If you're willing to give us grace,
那是你自己的信实和你的公义。
It is because of your faithfulness and righteousness.
是你性情里头的那个怜悯来把我们放在一个蒙恩的地位上。
It's your merciful nature that have placed us into this position of grace.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
大卫一开始就已经把神和人那个地位 当中的那个差别很清楚地表达出来。
From the very beginning, David has already explained very clearly the difference between the position of God and position of man.
说明了一件事，神啊，我是寻求你的人。
And to make it very clear that God, I am someone who seek after you.
我虽然不够资格。
Even though I don't qualify.
我虽然没有条件。
Even though I have no conditions.
但是我知道神啊，你的公义和信实。
But I know God, I know of your faithfulness and your righteousness.
你曾经，你多次的表明一个事实，肯到你面前来寻求你的，你就给他们赦免。
You have shown us many times all those who are willing to come before you and seek you, you will forgive them.
我现在是带着一个得着赦免的罪人的那一个地位和心思来你面前仰望你。
So now I come before you as a sinner who is already forgiven.
所以你就看到，从第三节以后一大段的话，大卫就是回头在数点历史上的他所经历过的事。
So you see from verse 3 and on, it is David recounting all those things that happened in history.
并且很清楚的确定一件事。
And also very clearly.
我现在来到神面前，来到你的面前站立，我要做一个什么样的人。
Very clearly he stated, now I'm coming before you and stand before you, what kind of man I should be.
他的话也说得蛮清楚。
And his words are very clear.
第八节
Verse 8,
求你使我清晨得见听你慈爱之言，因我曾依靠你，求你使我知道当行的路，因为我的心仰望你。
Let me hear your loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in you. Teach me the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你从大卫的这一个 诗篇里头，你看到他是站在一个什么，像我们诗歌本上那个人，我们是一个蒙恩的罪人。
And we see from the psalm, David is standing in a point, in a place just like a hymn says, a sinner saved by grace.
那你是不是罪人呢？
Are you a sinner?
当然是。
Of course.
那既然是罪人的，还在那里跟神啰里啰嗦着什么呢？
So since you're a sinner, how can you have so many words before God?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
是因着神的怜悯、体恤、信实和公义。
It's because of God's mercy, His caring, and His faithfulness and righteousness.
肯认罪而寻求神的人，神给他们一个完全的赦免。
Those who are willing to confess a sin and seek after God, God gives them a full pardon.
你怎么知道？
And how do you know?
神给你完全的赦免。
How do you know God give you a complete pardon?
大卫的答案在这里很简单。
The answer of David is very simple.
我要朝着你的心意走。
I would walk according to your heart.
所以引动许许多多仇敌，用各种各样的方法来阻挡我靠近你。
So that's why that caused the enemy to use all kinds of ways to keep me from following you.
那么一些时候。也搞到我自己头脑都昏了，究竟我该怎样跟随主才算是跟随主
？And sometimes I myself am fainting, and I don't know what is such right way to follow the Lord.
接下来就说神啊，求你使我知道你的道路。
So that's why he says, Lord, teach me the way in which I should walk.
我清醒的时候我知道。
When I'm awake, I understand.
但是仇敌的骚扰把我。弄得常常有些昏昏迷迷。
But then the disturbances of the enemies caused me to be confused.
说神啊，你要给我知道你的道路。
So Lord, you need to teach me your way.
叫我知道当行的路。
Teach me the way in which I should walk.
啊，因为我的心仰望你。
For to you I lift up my soul.
耶和华啊，求你救我，脱离我的仇敌。我望你那里藏身，求你指教我遵行你的旨意，因为你是我的神。
Deliver me, O God, from my enemies. I take refuge in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你留意到大卫当中 他在神面前行走到了这样的一个地步。
And you take note of this is where David has gone.
他不隐瞒自己的愚昧和无知。
He does not hide his own foolishness and ignorance.
他是迫切的在那里等候主自己的管理和引导。
But earnestly, he waits for God's guidance and government.
让他能一直维持行走在合神心意的地步上。
So he can continue to walk in a place that is pleasing to God.
这些原因来引让他说出第二节里边所说，神啊，你不要审问我。
And because of these, I cause him to write what's in verse 2, do not judge me, God.
绝对不是因为神啊，你审问我，我也不会答应什么，你免得你自己费时费力。
No, but it's not because he thinks that even God, if you judge me, I would not give you any answer, so don't waste your time.
他完全不是这个意思。
This is absolutely not the reason.
他说神啊，你不必再审问我。
But he said, God, you don't need to judge me anymore.
你要审问我的事情，我全都见过来了。
Because what you need to judge me about, I accept them completely.
我是伏在一个蒙恩的罪人的这样的一个事实里，来仰望你带领我继续走前面的路。
I submit under you as a sinner saved by grace, and to wait for you to continue to guide me forward.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因为143篇，你继续读下去。
And if you continue read on in Psalm 143,
你就看到了大卫一直把自己摆在神的面前，寻求神最大的喜悦。
And you can see David continue to place himself before God to seek the greatest pleasure of God.
所以在撒文，我特别提到说，他跟以前的这诗篇一二三篇里面那些个祷告。极大的区别就是那个时候是求赦罪的恩典，现在他的祷告是求神让他给带回神原来造人的目的里。
And so that's why I repeatedly mentioned book 1, 2, 3, it's about him for asking for God's grace for forgiveness, but now he's asking for God to bring him back to the original purpose of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你如果把这个字句上面的那些重点找出来的时候，你就知道大卫在这卷 书里头没有把眼睛放重在我遭遇了多少难处。
So that's why, brothers and sisters, if you take note of the emphasis of these verses, and you will see that David no longer placed the emphasis on what kind of difficulties he's encountering.
他不是承认没有难处，不是说没有难处。
It's not that he does not have any hardship.
但是我的心不在难处上面。
But my heart is no longer on the hardship.
我的心是在我碰到难处的时候，神啊，你怎么保守我活在正道上？
And his heart is when he encounters hardship, how God can keep him to live in the right way.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以你留意十一节。
So take note of verse
11。耶和华呀，求你为你的名将我救活，凭你的公义将我从患难中领出来，凭你的慈爱剪除我的仇敌，灭绝一切苦待我的人。
For the sake of your name, O Lord, revive me. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. And in your loving kindness, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul.
为什么？
And why is that?
有什么根据神要听你这样的话？
What is the basis of asking God to listen to your words?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
末了一句话就回答了一切的问题。
The last sentence answers all the questions.
因为我是你的仆人。
For I am your servant.
我跟神中间这一个位这一个地位是再明确不能再明确了。
That this position I have toward God is cannot be any clearer.
我是仆人。
I am a servant.
那主是什么？
So who is the
Lord? 主就是主。
Who is the Lord? The Lord is the Lord.
感谢神。
Thank God.
所以他的话说得非常清楚。
So the words are very clear.
就是最末了的呢，因为我是你的仆人。
The last sentence, for I am your servant.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那这个是地位上的站队。
He is standing in the correct position.
来到神的面前，让神在站队地位人的身上来显明那丰丰满满的拯救和挽回。
And the, in order for God, toward those who stand in the correct position to manifest his complete deliverance and restoration.
然后你接着144篇。
And then we continue to Psalm 144.
你就看到他的大卫这个诗歌呢，从143篇还带着个人的成分。
And you,
但是不是以前的那些个人的成分，以前的个人的成分是求神赦免，求神救他脱离难处。现在的那个成分是什么呢？是叫他脱离难处而行走在合神心意的路上。
So in Psalm 43, we can see, still see a little bit of the content of individual, but the content is no longer asking God to deliver him as an individual, but to seek after God to bring him to a position that's pleasing to God.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意到143里面最末了那句话是，因为我是你的仆人。
And verses take note, the last sentence in Psalm 143 says, for I am your servant.
你按照这样的一个心思来介绍144篇。
And we will continue Psalm 144 according to this mentality.
你就看到了。
And then you will see.
大卫的第144篇是接着上一篇诗来把他在神面前的等候扩大到整个的以色列。
And you will see Psalm 144 continues from the previous Psalm. It's David waiting before God, enlarging from individual to the entire Israel.
他不单是看见神把他整个的人做了一个彻底的拯救、挽回、拆毁、造就、成熟。
And not only did he see God has a complete deliverance on him, and also to a complete tearing down, building up,
and also
and making him mature.
仍然是以大卫为主中心。
But all this is still having David as the focal.
但是到了144篇呢。
But when it comes to Psalm 144,
你看见大卫没有把自己再作为在神面前等候仰望的中心。
And you see David no longer has himself as the focal point of waiting and before God.
他把这个中心扩大到一个地步。
He has enlarged his focal point to a point.
到整个以色列。
To the entire Israel.
当然在旧约的时候能站在以色列的地位上到神面前算是在神的启示里面的最高点。
And of course in the Old Testament time, if you can even stand on the position of Israel to wait before God, it's already the highest point.
不是说神没有说到新约的事，有。但是是很含糊的。
It's not that God did not mention anything about the New Testament, but it's very.
如果说的很清楚的那些，都是在旧约，就是在旧约的以色列做祭司的国度这一件事上。
But what's mentioned very clearly is still Israel being the kingdom of priests.
那144篇一开始。
So in the beginning of Psalm 144,
文字好像和从前的差不多。
The words seem very similar to before.
但是碰到具体的事。
But when it comes into the actual context,
具体的事是什么呢？
What is the actual fact?
在以色列的历史上面来说，
In Israel's history,
征战了。
It's the battles.
他们从出埃及开始，一直到进入迦南，甚至到他们被掳到外邦，整个历史都是就是征战的历史。
From the history of leaving Egypt, entering to Canaan, even to taking into captivity to the nations, the entire history is surrounding battles.
甚至到现在， 上一个世纪1948年、1947年，以色列那个在政治上的复国的事情开始以后。
And even until last century, 1947, 1948, when Israel was restored as a nation politically.
以色列还是没有回得到祭司的国度那一个位置。
Israel has still not returned to the position of being the king of
priests. 他只是在人间的政治地位上占一个位置而已。
She's only occupying position in a man's politics.
但是我光是这一个事情，我们也说，你站在以色列的立场上来看的话，已经很足够、很丰富了。
But even just with this, we'll say that if you're standing in the position of Israel, it's still already very enough.
那怎么说呢？
And why would we say this?
你看144篇。
And if you look at Psalm 144.
耶和华我的磐石是应当称颂的，那这些话以前说了很多。
And it says, Blessed be the Lord, my rock, and these words have been mentioned many times before.
现在也说了不少。
And now it's still mentioning many times.
但是加了一些新的内容。
But there's new content added to it.
什么新的内容？
So what is the new content?
他说，耶和华是这样，是这样，是这样，是值得我称颂的。
And it says, the Lord is like this and like this and like this, and he deserved to be blessed.
接上去他说了一些以前没说过的。
And he continued on with some words that he's never spoken on before.
他教导我的手征战，教导我的指头打仗。
He trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle.
啊，如果一些再读下去呢？你就读到第二节的末了，会那一个句话说是我所投靠的。
And if you continue to read on and to the last sentence of verse 2, and he says he is the one in whom I take refuge.
那谁是我的投靠的？有什么了不起
？What is so great about God is whom I take refuge?
问题不在这句话。
The issue is not in this sentence.
问题在接上那一句话所表达的。
What's important is what the verse that the sentence.
神是我所投靠的。
In whom, in God, I take refuge.
什么时候我要让神做我的投靠的神
？When would I let God to be my refuge?
我碰到各种各样困扰的时候。
When I encounter all kinds of difficulties,
我就需要我的神。
Then I need my God.
我就要依靠我的神。
Then I will trust in my God.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我这个人本身并不重要。
Because I am not important myself.
重要的是在哪里呢？
What is important then?
神啊，你所交给我的百姓。
It's the people that God you have given to me.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到这个事实，就马上牵连到祭司的国度的问题去了。
If you see this issue, then immediately you connect to the effects of being the kingdom of priests.
开头这几句经文一读上来，你说他指导我征战，他带领我去打仗，然后呢，这一句话是重要，他使我的百姓。伏在我以下。
So in the beginning it says he trains my hand for war and my fingers for battle. And what's most important is that the end of verse 2 says, who subdues my people under me.
弟兄姊妹们，这一句话是非常重要的一句话。
Brothers, this sentence is a very important sentence.
你如果要看大卫的历史，
if you want to look at David's history,
你没有看见大卫有一个时候整个以色列都伏在他的权柄底下。
And you do not see at any point of time that the entire Israel subdues under David's authority.
但是怎么他是说，神啊，你使我的名伏在我以下。
But why would David say that God, you subdue my people under me?
那么如果用上面的文字来表达的话，神啊，我是你的仆人。
Using the words before this, it says, God, I am your servant.
我的百姓也是我的仆人。
And my people are also my servants.
这话有没有说错？
Are these words wrong?
文字上是没有错。
In terms of words, they are not wrong.
实际上就没有这回事。
But in reality, it never happened.
神是大卫的神。
God is David's God.
因为这而以色列民并不是从开头开始，一直到大卫离世，他们都伏在大卫的船边底下。
Because for the Israelites, it's not that from the beginning of David's reign until his death that they continue to submit under him.
所以你就看到，在撒母耳记上，你一直就看到。
So that's why in 1 Samuel you see
大卫所遭遇的难处。
The hardship that David encountered.
多少是从他自己的家族里头出来的。
There, a great portion of them came out from his own family.
虽然不是最多。
Even though it's not most of his problems.
但是他家族出来给他的难处。
But
the
problem that's brought forth by his own household
are many.
But we thank God.
大卫在这里就说出。
Here David says,
神啊，你不仅是带领我们去征战。
Not only God do you lead us into war.
你也让我的百姓听从我。
He also calls my people to
承认我是他们的主。
Listen to me. And to confess that I'm the king.
弟兄姊妹，这个话在以色列人中间是非常不简单的。
And verses, these are great words among the Israelites.
从大处看来，
from a broader point of view,
以色列是建立在大卫立国的这个基础上。
Israel is built upon the foundation of David establishing the kingdom.
其次，
and then,
以色列的整个的历史是掌握在神的手里。而在神的手里，借着应许交给大卫。
And the entire history of the Israel is in the hand of God.
我们以前都提过了，以色列亡国了那么多久。
And we've mentioned before that Israel has been destroyed for many years. 地图也落
到别人的手里了。
And the land has fallen into the enemy's hands.
亡国了一千多年。
And after more than 1,000 years.
1948年他们能在原地复国。
And they were able to restore the nation in 1948 at the same place.
这是人间的历史里头的唯一的一件事。
This is the only time that happened in human history.
但是神要恢复以色列国不是在1948年那个时候。1948年那个时候所做的是神做的一个前奏曲。
And for God to restore the kingdom of Israel is not in 1948. This is only a prelude to what God is to do.
所以一直以色列的问题一直到现在，仍然是世界的许许多多的困难里头的一个很重的困难。
And so the issue of Israel continues to be a big problem among the many problems in the world.
但是感谢主，大卫在那里就说了。他是我的百姓，伏在我以下。
But David here said, "Thank the Lord." He says, "Who subdues my people under me?"
那这个话还包含什么呢？除了刚才所提的。
So what does this sentence include besides what we mentioned before?
我们读新约圣经的人，我们应该有这个印象。
We who study the New Testament, we should have this impression.
什么印象？
What is this impression?
以色列人怎么看大卫？
How do the Israelites look at David?
他知道这个神特别拣选的人。
And they know this is someone that's specially selected by God.
就说这一个人建立了以色列。
And through this person, God established Israel.
还有一个更重的应许在哪里？
But that's even a greater promise.
他的后裔一样存留直到永远。
That his seed will last forever.
你说有这个事吗？
And you might ask, did it happen?
我想弟兄姊妹们， 你读新约圣经的时候，特别是读四福音的时候，你很容易就碰到这个事。
And brothers and sisters, when you read the four gospels, very easily you encounter this.
以色列那个时候的以色列人怎么看我们的主呢？
And Israel at that time, how did they look at our Lord?
大卫的儿子。
Son of David.
你说这话准确不准确啊？
Would you say these words are accurate?
主的年代跟大卫在生的年代差了多少年？
And what is the difference between the years of the Lord and the years of David?
差了差不多两千多年。
Almost 2,000 years.
这个人怎么是大卫的后代？
How can,
大卫的儿子。
How can this person be the son of David?
我们中文圣经就很客气的。
And for the Chinese translation is rather crude.
我们中文圣经就是说大卫的后裔。
And in the Chinese translation it says it's the descendant of David.
但是神说话的时候是说这个是大卫的儿子。
But when God spoke, he said, this is the son of David.
是他承接神给大卫的那一个应许。
He is the one who received the promise that God gave to David.
接受那一个国位啊，直到永永远远。
And he will receive this throne until eternity.
当年大卫从神手里头所接的接过的这个应许，不是指着所罗门。
And the promise that David received from God was not pointing at Solomon.
而是指着将来要来的那一个女人的后裔。
But it was pointing at the seed of the woman who was to come.
那所以当弟兄姊妹，你一回到历史上面去看，看出当中的那个属灵的关系的时候。
So if you go back to history and look at the spiritual relationship.
你就知道了。
Then you know.
神配不配得接受人的敬拜和称赞，这称颂呢？
Whether God is worthy of man's worship and praises?
毫无疑问的，绝对的，可以接受。
Without a doubt, absolutely, he deserves it.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
那么因此啊，在144篇里面，
And that's why in Psalm 144,
就把那一个大卫这首诗的中心从个别人转移到以色列的这个整体了。
And we see the center of Psalms, of David's Psalms has changed from individual to the entire corporate.
但是问题呢，如果只是到这里为止144篇的话还没有完。
But the issue is it does not stop at Psalm 144.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
144篇就接连说上神在以色列人中历史历代以来一直到如今所做过的大事。
And in Psalm 44 it mentions about what God has done, the great things he has done upon Israel for throughout all generations.
这里没有说出具体的事。
And here did not mention any concrete facts.
但是他却把具体的事实的那个原则性的东西都列在这里。
But the principal matters of these things are mentioned here.
以色列从亡国一直到现在。
And after Israel was destroyed until today.
就是在这样过来的。
This is how they go through history.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神的工作不是停止在这里。
God's work did not stop there.
神的工作要是要把以色列带回到祭司国度的这一个事实里。
God's work is to bring Israel back to the kingdom of priests.
那所以大卫的诗歌在那里说出神借着他的大能如何保守着大卫的后代。
So David's Psalms talks about how God has protected the descendants of David with his mighty hand.
你就看到了。
Then you see.
在当时我想大卫 有这样的感觉的时候，他并没有神要做什么。并没有理会神要做什么。
And I think that even when David had these feelings, he did not understand what God was to do.
但是我们今天在新约里头的人呢，我们应该知道。
But for us who is in the New Testament time, that we ought to know.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
144篇。
In Psalm 144.
一面是说到祭司国度的恢恢复。
On one hand is speaking about the restoration of the kingdom of
priests. 一面也隐藏着祭司国度的恢复的那个关键。
On the other hand, hiddenly, it tells us the key of the restoration of the kingdom of priests.
然后再加上祭司国度的显明的时候，那个国度是怎么样的关键。
And then it also tells us what is the condition when the kingdom of priests is manifested.
我轻轻提就好。
I'll just briefly mention it.
那当弟兄姊妹，你再让你继续来唱。来看下去的时候。
And brothers and sisters, if you continue to read on.
那第三节开始就说到神对人的纪念。
Beginning from verse 3, it talks about God's remembrance toward man.
这个是一般人来说的。
This is in general.
我不特别提他了，因为当里面提到许多的事情都和我们那个自然关系有关。有连结的。
And I won't make special mention about this. It has to do with our natural relationship.
都说到那个天然的，就是自然界里头的事物如何配合人在地上舒适的生活。
And it talks about things in nature, how it goes with the life of man on earth.
然后从第九节第八，从第啊第第七九，从第九节的当中开始。
We'll begin with verse 9.
那就说神啊，我要向你唱新歌，用诗弦。设向你歌颂，你是那拯救君王的，你是那救仆人大卫脱离夺命之刀的，求你叫拔我，救我脱离外邦人的手。先看到这里吧。
We just read from verse 9 to 11.
有些话我漏掉的，但是那个不在主题里。
I have omitted some words, but they're not in the focus.
那个主题在什么呢？
But what is the main focus?
在说到神纪念以色列，纪念他们复国的事情，但是他们复国的那些事情是一直执行到现在还在进行。
It tells us that God remembers Israel, remembers the restoration of Israel, but the remembrance continues to last until now.
但是以色列复国的那个最根本的基础在哪里呢？
But for the restoration of Israel, what is the fundamental basis?
弟兄姊妹们，这一篇诗篇里就给我们有一点点的启示。
So brothers and sisters, this psalm gives us a little bit of revelation.
先前我们读诗篇的时候，一个地方提到这个事情，我已经跟弟兄们提过了。
And before, when we're reading the Psalms, there's a place that mentioned about this, and I've mentioned to brothers and sisters.
那次是在旧约的里头，所有的神所说话的文字表达到，人要向神唱新歌。
And which is in the Old Testament, there are words that express that man will sing a new song to God.
现在144篇又再提一次。
And now in Psalm 144, once again it's mentioned.
就是第九节最末了的那一句了。神啊，我要向你唱新歌，用诗弦瑟向你唱歌颂。
I will sing a new song to you, O God, upon a harp of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you.
什么叫做唱新歌？
What does that mean to sing a new song?
我以前都跟弟兄姊妹提过了。
And I've mentioned to Brothers and Sisters before.
唱新歌不是唱一首 你不认识的，现在人家传到你这里来，你就学了，这一首叫新歌。
Sing a new song does not mean you are singing a song that you didn't know before, but now you are taught by others. Now you're singing the song.
不是这样的。
It's not like this.
新歌是什么呢
？So what is a new song？
在新约里边提的次数也不定是挺多。旧约里头就是那么两三次。
Even in the New Testament, this is not mentioned many times, but in the Old Testament, it's only mentioned.
旧约的时候，神没有说出新歌是什么，就是新歌。
In the Old Testament, God did not explain what a new song is. It's just called a new song.
但是到了新约呢
？But when it comes to the New Testament,
特别是到了启示录呢
？Especially when it comes to Revelation,
就说到新歌了。
It talks about the new song.
新歌是什么呢
？So what is a new song?
他说新歌呢只有一部分人会唱的。
The new song can only be sung by a few.
这一部分人都给接到神的那里去。
And these people are received by the Lord.
他们唱新歌。
Then they can sing this new song.
这个新歌是怎么样的呢
?And how is this new song?
那里也没有说。
Like, and did not,
但是就说出一件事。
But it tells of one thing.
不是所有人都会唱。
It's not that all people know how to sing it.
上彼得书那里头也提到这个事情。
Even in the epistles of Peter, it mentioned about this.
唱这首歌。
To sing this song.
没人会唱的。
And nobody knows how to sing this song.
那什么人会可以唱呢
？But who can sing this song?
什么人会唱
？Who knows how to sing this song?
在新约里头，你唱得到。
In the New Testament, you
在基督里的人
，those who are in Christ，
接受过基督的血来洗净的人
，those who have received Christ's blood，
他们能唱新歌
，they are the ones who can sing the new song。
这首新歌连天使都不会唱
，because this new song not even the angels can sing it。
我们的诗歌本里头有一首诗歌，不是也是。提到这个事吧，连天使都不会唱。
And even in our hymnaries, there's a song that talks about how the angels could not even sing this new song.
但是你会唱。
But you know how to sing it.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为你在基督里。
Because you are in Christ.
因为你在主的血里头给洗净。
Because you're cleansed by Christ's blood.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那因此在这里一提到，即使这国度复兴了。
So that's why when it mentions about the restoration of the kingdom,
当中有一件事情，一定先会显明出来。
Within it, there is one thing that has to be manifested first.
有许多人会唱新歌。
There are many who knows how to sing this new song.
这是什么
？What is this?
弟兄姊妹应该都懂的。
But sisters, you should know.
这是指教会。
This is pointing at the church.
这是指以色列还在流浪的那个光景里面的时候，神借着我们的主所做成的救赎来带出的那一个基督的身体。
It's while the Israel is still wandering through the redemption of Christ that he brings forth his body, the church.
当然对旧约的人来说，基督的身体他们不会懂的。
But of course, the people of Old Testament would not know what the body of Christ is.
所以在旧约里边提到唱新歌的是，就是轻轻那么提一提，也就带过去了。
That's why in the Old Testament, when it mentions about the new song, it's just lightly mentioned.
现在我们在新约里面的人，回过头去看旧约，说到新歌的时候，我们就知道这是关乎教会的启示，在旧约里头的发表。
And but for us who are in the New Testament, when we see new song mentioning in the Old Testament, we know this is a revelation of the church in the Old Testament time.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当教会基督的身体一成熟，新歌可以唱得出来的时候。
When the body of Christ is mature and they can sing the new song.
就发生底下那一段话的事情。
And the things that follow this will happen.
我想我就不和弟兄姊妹们多说，但是我要念出来，指出来给弟兄姊妹看，你自己去思想一下。
I won't say too much to brothers and sisters, but I'll point them out to brothers and sisters and you can meditate upon them.
那第十节。
Verse 10.
但是接着第九节来的，神啊，我要向你唱新歌，用诗弦向你歌颂。你是那 那什么？我们一起念那几个字。
Verse 10,
你是那
read it together.
拯救君王的。
Who gives salvation to kings? Verse 10.
弟兄姊妹们，看到那个秘密在哪里没有？
Verses, do you see the secret here?
上面大卫就说到，你叫我的名都服我。
And earlier, David mentions that you caused my people to subdue before me.
现在就说到，地上所有的做王的人都要服在主的权柄底下。
But now it says all those who are kings on earth will submit before God.
这是说到什么？
What is it saying?
这就是说到国度的实际的光景。
This is talking about the reality in the kingdom.
祭司的国度恢复了。
The kingdom of priests is restored.
那地上的国度又怎么样呢？
What about the kingdoms on earth?
神的话在这里说。
The word of God says,
我要叫列国的王都要给我救出来。
That I will save all the kings of the earth.
那这是说到国度的那一个实际的政治的情况。
It talks about the actual political condition in the kingdom.
你再往下去看。
If you continue to read on.
那是国度的时候的经济的光景和人间的生活的情况。
And you will see the economic condition and how people live in that time.
那是字句你用不着特别去解释，因为它本身就解释了。
And you don't need any special explaining because the words explain themselves.
那所以你就看到十二节开始，我们的儿子从幼年之刀的从幼年好像树栽子长大，我们的女儿如同垫脚石，是按建殿的样式做成的。弟兄姊妹们，这是说到教会的那个光景。
And verse 12, it talks about the condition of the church.
接下去还是，那不过是，意思是说到在国度里头的教会的光景。
And what follows, it talks about in within the kingdom, the church's condition.
接上去的13节就说到国度的时候的经济生活。
And in verse 13, it talks about the economic life in the kingdom.
我们的仓盈满，能出各样的粮食。我们的羊在田间滋生千万。我们的牛带着满带，没有人抢进来抢夺，也没有人出去征战。我们的街市上也没有呼号的声音。遇见这光景的百姓便为有福，有耶和华为他们的神，这百姓便为有福。
We just read from verse 13 to 15.
弟兄们，这是国度的实际的属灵的光景。
And verses, this is the spiritual condition.
属灵的光景，属地的光景，在国度的时候该是怎么样的？144篇给了我们一个简单的描写。
And the spiritual condition and the general condition of the kingdom is described simply in a simple form in Psalm 144.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因着神历世历代以来这样在历史里头带人走过来。
And because God has led men throughout all generations to walk through
the path. 所以到了145篇呢。
So when it comes to Psalm 145,
肯定一句话了。
Very firmly.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我的神，我的王啊，我要遵从你，我要永永远远称颂你的名，我要天天称颂你，也要永永远远赞美你的名。耶和华本为大，该受大赞美，其大无法测度。这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。我要默念你威严的尊荣和你奇妙的作为，人要传说你可畏的事的能力，我也要传扬你的大德。
And we just read from verse 1 to 5.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
But since we can see this,
这里面就是说到在国度里头一般的那个光景。
It talks about the general condition in the kingdom.
当然在国度的时候 表面上来说，已经没有什么不应神的事。
And of course, in the kingdom, on the surface, that's not any, there's no rebellion against God.
暗地里是还有。
But hiddenly, there's still some.
那为什么那时候显不出来呢？
Why is that these are not manifested?
弟兄姊妹要记得，那个时候，撒旦给关在无底坑里。
And brothers, remember, at that time, Satan is thrown into the pitless, the bottomless pit.
他不能再煽动人来对付神。
He cannot incite men to rebel against God.
但是等到国度都末了呢？
But at the end of the kingdom,
撒旦暂时的给释放出来呢，他就也许动乱了。
And when Satan was released for a little while, he incited people in the world.
不过这个不在145篇里面所提的。
But it's not included in Psalm
145篇里面所提到的是什么呢？
What is mentioned in Psalm 145?
所提到的就是。
What it mentions here is.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我要默念你威严的尊荣和你奇妙的作为，人要传说你可畏的能力，我也要传扬你的大德。他们纪念你的大恩，要传出来，并且歌唱你的公义。耶和华有恩惠，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。耶和华善待万民，他的慈悲覆庇他一切所造的，耶和华，你一切所造的都要称谢你，你的圣名啊，也要称颂你，传说你国的荣耀，谈论你的大能，好叫世人知道你的作为，你国度威严的荣耀，你的国是永远的国，你执掌的权柄直到万代。
Which is read from 5 to 13.
那弟兄姊妹，你细细读这一段的话，你就看到了。
Versus, if you read these words carefully, you'll see.
不仅是说到国度里面的光景。
It's not only mentioning about the conditions in the kingdom.
也引进新天新地的那个远景。
It also ushers in the conditions of the new heaven and new earth.
所以你留意到几件事。
So you notice a few
things. 第一件事情是什么呢？
What is the first thing?
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶和华善待万民。他的慈悲覆庇他一切所造的，耶和华呀，你一切所造的都要称谢你，你的圣名也要称颂你。
Verse 9 and 10.
那弟兄姊妹看到那个范围有多广
？But this is how big a boundary it is.
你的圣名
，Your people.
啊，这里我想是包括教会和。以色列。
Your godly ones, it includes the church.
那其他所提到的呢
？And what about others that are mentioned?
不是教会，也不是以色列。
And it's neither the church or the Israelites.
是什么呢
？And what is it?
是万民。
It's all people.
只要你活得尽心尽心地。
As long as you're living, entering into the new heaven and new earth.
只要你活得进国度里。
As long as you're living, entering the kingdom.
你在神面前不蒙恩都不行。
You cannot but to receive grace
from God. 神是这样的恩待我们。
This is how God is so graceful, gracious to us.
这因为谁值得不值得我们去称颂敬拜他。
Then would you say that this God is worthy of our worship?
所以145篇就几乎来了一个总结了。
So it's almost like a conclusion here.
神是应该受称颂的。
God ought to be praised.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当然我们的神给我们能在诗篇的里边隐隐约约的看见神所做的。
May God allows us to see within the Psalms hiddenly the works in his hand.
我们就知道我们的神是不是配得人的敬拜。和称颂。
Then we will know whether God deserves man's worship and praises.
哦，感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
所以二十一节里面来了一个很清楚的结论。
So that's why in verse 21 there's a very clear conclusion.
我的口要说出赞美耶和华的话，唯愿凡有血气的都永永远远称颂。 他的圣名。
My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless His holy name forever and ever.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个是新天新地的时候的光景。
This is the condition in the new heaven and new earth.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Thank and praise our God.
那当我们给这差不多有十篇的诗篇，把我们带回历史里头去的时候，我们就看到历史的真意在哪里。
And when we are brought back to history by the last about 10 Psalms, and we will notice what is the true meaning of the history.
我们看从前看过去的历史，就是看哦，那有哪些是我们要心存敬畏的，哪一些是我们要十分小心要避免的。
And when we read the history, we would say what are the things that we need to be fearful of, or what are the things we need to learn from.
但是你要是把历史从过去的那个部分转移到启示的前面的历史的发展。
But if we look at it instead from the past, but change it to what's happening in the future, what the revelation would be. And you can only come into one conclusion.
耶和华是应当称颂的。
The Lord needs to be praised.
他配得着称颂。
He is worthy of praises.
他配得着敬拜。
He's worthy of worship.
直到永永远远。
Until forever and ever.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
啊，我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当你的话语向我们解开的时候
，When your words are opened up to us,
我们灵里面就苏醒了。
Our spirit are awakened.
我们长久以来，我们只看见眼见的事，却没有注意到永远的事。
For so long, our eyes can only see what's in sight and forget about what's eternal.
但是你把我们带到永远里面去看你的作为的时候。
When you bring us into eternity to look at the work in your hands,
我们不得不在你面前俯伏敬拜。
We cannot but to bow down and worship you.
我们都要承认说你是我们的主。
We all confess that you are our Lord.
我们的好处真实的不是在你以外。
Truly, there's nothing good besides you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，用着你过去所做的和你过去所说的。
Use your words in the past and your work in the past.
如今在我们里面给我们有新鲜的感觉和喜悦。
Give us a fresh feeling and draw us freshly before you.
让我们非常敞开的在你面前往前走。
So we can open up ourselves freely before you and go forward.
直到与你面对面的时候。
Until we see you face to face.
感谢赞美爱戴都要归给你。
Praises and thanksgiving and love be to you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.